Hello, welcome to the Tuesday, July 8th, 2014 edition of the Sands and Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Stockholm, Germany. Our reader, Gary, did submit an interesting sample of what looks like a new version of the Solert worm. That particular worm was originally seen by Symantec and is also known as Darlos. Now, one of the interesting abilities of this particular worm right from the start was that it did attack various platforms. So it's not just x86 or MIPS or whatever. It actually appears to support about 24 or so different platforms. Now, Gary submitted us 5 samples for 5 different platforms, but the strings within the worm show that there are many, many more. The other interesting thing is originally when Symantec found this particular worm, they found it to be exploiting CVE-2012-1823. If you're not familiar and memorized all your CVEs, that is the PGP CGI vulnerability that, of course, has been heavily exploited. This worm is going a different route. It is exploring the CIRCOM backdoor that was discovered on a port 32,764 recently. If you remember, we talked about this mid-June. There was a huge spike also in scans for this particular backdoor. Not a lot of activity since, and actually last couple days I don't see a huge spike here, but interesting to see that this particular worm does add this vulnerability to its arsenal. Gary did observe it run a Bitcoin miner on his system. Not really sure if it was Bitcoin, could be other cryptocurrency, which is why I left that a little bit open in the preliminary write-up that I posted earlier. And then one thing that got a little bit lost in the 4th of July weekend is Microsoft's pre-announcement for its July patch Tuesday, which of course is today. So yes, you get to patch today. There are a total of 6 bulletins that are expected. 2 critical ones, 1 Internet Explorer, so that's probably your typical Internet Explorer rollup patch. Then we do have a critical one that does allow remote code execution in Microsoft Windows, so that could also be interesting. 3 privilege escalation vulnerabilities in Microsoft Windows. These, I would guess, is your usual kernel driver and a couple other similar issues. And finally, bullet number 6 is only moderate, and it's a denial of service against Microsoft server software. So overall, moderate, maybe a little bit on the light side this patch Tuesday. The one that I would watch the most is the Internet Explorer rollup patch, as usual. And then, of course, the second critical vulnerability. But we don't have enough detail at this point to really check and see how serious that problem is going to be. And sticking with devices, some researchers managed to hack some Wi-Fi light bulbs. Now, actually, the protocol they attacked is not Wi-Fi. Only one of these light bulbs actually uses Wi-Fi, and then the remaining white light bulbs use a mesh network that's based on 802.15.46 low WPAN. So in this case, one of the light bulbs is the master. It connects to Wi-Fi, and then it forwards commands to the remainder using this mesh network. Problem was, the mesh network wasn't sufficiently protected. It just used a simple static key, and as a result, it was possible for an attacker that had sufficient knowledge about this protocol to actually just inject commands into the mesh network. The fix here was rather simple. Instead of using just a static key that could be derived from the firmware of a single light bulb, like was done in this case, the product now actually uses a dynamically generated key that uses the Wi-Fi password as a way to then generate a secure key for these light bulbs, for the mesh network part. Of course, that still requires that you do have a strong Wi-Fi password, and then once the Wi-Fi password is broken, then of course the rest of security kind of falls apart. Overall, I think this is a sufficient solution for this problem. We'll have to see how they exactly implement it. And well, this is it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow.